join you on our Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, founder of Shift Today Ministry, and so blessed to be your ministry morning host, where you get an opportunity to know the truth, know who God is, know who you are, decree it, believe it, receive it, and manifest it in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a powerful time on today's segment. So glad you tuned in even now or later listening on to this broadcast. We are here collectively together in this corporate worship experience, decreeing and declaring today what God has said concerning staying the course. We will stay the course and not drift. As you are joining us today, you are joined by everyday people that are listening all over the world. And we're going to be transformed today by the renewing of our minds. We're going to renew our personal lives. We're going to renew our communities. We're going to renew our world. We're going to renew what God has called us to do, our purpose and our passion, and all of that together, and make a difference, make a mark that the world will be able to know that, yes, they have been called by God for such a time as this. So I'm so glad that you've joined me this morning. And also know that when you're coming on Shift, your challenges, the way that you think about different things, they're going to be challenged. We're going to challenge your perspective, not so much as we're battling about anything, but we're going to challenge your perspective because, you know, when we've been rooted in some ungodly thoughts that lead to ungodly behaviors, and just being in a place of not breaking through or not getting to that next level. How many of you all know we got to renew our minds? That means we got to get some new information, get the word of God so that we will be equipped, that we will be empowered, and so that we can make a difference in our realms of influence. Let's go right in and pray this morning from the word of God. We're talking about this morning not drifting, and stand the course. So many things are happening in our world, but God needs for you to be solid, even in the midst of this, because I'm telling you, the intensity and the birth pains of sin, of the enemy, of those third fallen demons, I'm telling you that that sin is increasing. Jesus has dealt with sin. Sin is not longer our issue. That's why we can't focus on that and pay attention to what is happening, though God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to be aware of what's happening in our world, but that is not to be our focus. I'm telling you, that is all a distraction so Satan can get in with the spirit of fear and doubt and mistrust and to take you away, to basically steal what God has imparted and implanted into your heart or about to implant and impart to your house by you being distracted by the things that are happening in this world. I'm telling you, what is happening on the inside of you is so much bigger and so much greater, because the word of God says greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are your children. You have called us. You have chosen us to be in your kingdom. You've called us and chose us to believe and to believe again and not to continue to entertain doubt or entertain fear, or not to entertain anything that would distract us or pull us away from your word. People all around us are making decisions based out of hurt and pain and sin that is growing and increasing. But Lord, your grace, you being grace, you sent Jesus to be grace and to manifest your grace, an effortless way of working to get results in the name of Jesus, to enter into you, enter into that place and that space where you are our high place, you are our high tower, you are our stronghold in times of trouble, in times of need. And so therefore we will continue to run to you, not run away from you, but we will continue to run to you, run into your presence. And we thank you, Father God, that you have welcomed us and you've greeted us and you've invited us to sit at the table. You've invited us to be taught of you. So therefore, we're no longer victims. We're no longer, our spirits are no longer being vandalized, because as if we don't have a shepherd. Jesus, you are our shepherd. You are our Lord. You are our high priest. And we don't want to do any life without you. And we don't want to do any life without all of the things and the weapons and the tools that you've left us. You've given us so many gifts, Jesus, the gifts of imagination, the gifts of grace, the gifts of your Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You've given us the Holy Spirit himself as a gift. who's taking your place in the earth. And so even now, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you on this broadcast today. And we say, have your way. Meet everyone at their point of need. And I mean their point of not just natural needs, but their spiritual point of need. For those that don't understand you today, Holy Spirit, bring clarity. For those that don't understand even what is happening in our world with sin increasing, bring clarity, Holy Spirit. Help us to draw closer to you as you draw closer to us. Help us to receive you and not push you away from us. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, teach us and comfort us. For you are the comforter. You are here. You're comforting all over the world because there's so much that is happening, so much crime, so many of the things of the enemy that is taking place, but you are there to bring comfort in the name of Jesus. And also not only bring comfort, Holy Spirit, bring wisdom, because wisdom is what's missing. You said wisdom is the principal thing, and then all of our getting to get understanding. That means knowledge and understanding put together. Give us wisdom today, so that we can lead in an upright way, so that we can be in an upright way, so that we can stay steadfast in an upright way. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are the revealer of truth. Let revelation knowledge, let words of wisdom flow freely today from this platform. You are my partner. I welcome and invite you to today's segment in Jesus' name. If you agree with that prayer, say amen and amen and amen. We are going in today. The word of the Lord is saying today, just don't drift, stay the course. I'm going to say it again. Don't drift, stay the course. Stay the course. Stay on point. Stay on point for what the Holy Spirit is doing. Stay on point for what the Holy Spirit is showing you. He's revealing things to you where you don't have to wait for somebody or the rest of the world to get things to happen. The Holy Spirit is waiting on you. Stay the course. The word that he has given for me today for us is to stay the course and don't drift. Let me give you the scripture that I want to start us off with this morning from Hebrews 2:1. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible, and I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified, the Message Bible. I'm talking about today, stay the course and don't drift. He says in Hebrews 2:1-4 from the Message Bible, it's crucial, we're in a crucial place right now, that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard. And I don't mean what you've heard from the world, because that's the problem. The world has taught us so much of the wrong thing. The world is a broken blueprint. The world is a broken model. That is not our model. Our model is the Word of God. So Hebrews 2:1-4 from the Message said, it's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard. So that, here it is what I'm talking about, so that we don't drift off. World, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, the Spirit is saying it is a distraction. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He needs us to see what's happening. He needs us to see that this is a reality, but truth is above reality. Truth is in prayer. Stop, drop, and pray. We must continue to pray. We have many messages on prayer. Our forefathers and foremothers, even in the faith, have talked about prayer. They've talked about faith. They've talked about grace. So the Lord is telling us this morning by the Spirit of God to keep a firm grip on what we have heard so that we don't drift. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid, and nobody got away with anything, do you think that we can risk neglecting the latest message, this magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, and we know that's Jesus, then accurately passed on to us by those who heard it. How does faith come? It's coming to you right now. Every time you start listening to the Word of God, faith comes. Heard it from him. All the while God was validating it, I prayed about it earlier, with gifts through the Holy Spirit, all sorts of signs and miracles as he saw fit. The Amplified Bible, Hebrews 2:1, I'm talking about today, stay the course and don't drift. Hebrews 2:1 from the Amplified Bible, talking about giving heed for this reason, that is because of God's final revelation. We know revelation comes from the Holy Spirit. God's final revelation in his son, Jesus, and because of Jesus' superiority to the angels, we must pay closer attention than ever to the things. Stay with me. Come on, engage with me. You know when you come on this Shift Today Radio experience, it's to engage. Stay with me. To the things. What are the things? The revelation that God revealed through Jesus. To the things that we have heard, so that we do not in any way drift away from the truth. That's why we see so much of the magnitude of things increasing in the earth. Not only because we're in the last days, Satan's 6,000-year lease is coming to a full completion. So therefore, he's going to do whatever we're doing. I'm telling you that you're going to be seeing more mass shootings. You're going to see more of all of this junk you're seeing on the television. But I'm telling you, though you see it, pray. Pray for the comforter to comfort those that grieve, and also pray for the body of Christ, that the body of Christ would raise up for such a time as this, and we can stop it. And how can we stop it? With the word of God. We can stop Satan's plans right in their traps, so that the things that he's scheming through the minds of those that are unregenerated, through the minds that of those that have been hurt, through broken models, through even things that have happened in their past, even like what happened in Thousand Oaks 2 days ago, and that we saw all over the TV, that's been all over the world, that has happened through a man that had a broken model, and somewhere there was no word that was in place to uproot that ungodly imagination. That did not just happen. That happened through an ungodly, perverted imagination that the spirit that was not of God inhabited. And then from that wrong, broken model through imagination, we see the behavior. And that led to the crime that we saw even in Thousand Oaks. That led to the crime that we've been seeing with intensity in the world. But the Bible clearly says, the scripture says that where there's sin, the greater the grace. As I mentioned in our Wednesday shift, I believe grace means gifts received at Christ's expense. What are those gifts? Those gifts are grace. The gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of having your mind renewed and being transformed by the word of God. Those are the gifts that we have, and our minds can be renewed as we engage, and that we're more attentive to what is being revealed by the Holy Spirit, which is true. The TPT says from Hebrews 2:1, a warning not to drift from truth. This is why it is so crucial in this moment, in this time, in this season, that we be all the more engaged. That's what we have to be, engaged. So many people can't be engaged because they're always on those darn cell phones. Every time you look around, they're on a cell phone, or they're on their computer, or there's something that is happening that is overwhelming their souls, their mind, will, and emotions, imagination, that is overwhelming them to cause them to disengage. Don't you know that that's an assignment and a plan of the enemy? That's why we must stay engaged and attentive to the truth that we have heard. When did you hear it? When you sat down and made a decision to hear it, when you sat down and come to the Bible studies and the experiences, or wherever the churches that God has led you to assembly as a community. Hear what I'm telling you today, so that we have heard, so that we do not drift, talking about today. Stay on course so that you don't drift. Let faith continue to come to build an image up on the inside of you. When you get an image through your spirit, man, I'm telling you, you are unstoppable. Instead of making a vision board for your next business plan, instead of making a vision board for the next thing that you're about to do, or all of the wealth that you want to receive, instead of making all these different vision boards, make a vision board where you see the enemy being stopped. Make a vision board that the angels of God will manifest themselves. Why don't you make a vision board for that? Make a vision board that in every community that there will be a guard. I'm saying this by the Spirit of the Lord. Remember the angel that God set at the Garden of Eden so that Adam and Eve could never enter in again because they had already adopted another mindset that was not of God. That's what God told them clearly, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because then they would know basically everything that God knew, and God did not want them to know the evil that existed because he knew the plans of Satan. He knew the thoughts of Satan. So he says, whatever you do, don't eat of that tree. And everything that they had, they were deceived. believe that what the enemy first does is to kill. Not kill, because he can't kill or destroy until he first steals from you. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. I'm talking about stay the course and don't drift out of Hebrews 2:1. Don't drift. Stay the course. God is telling us, even from the contemporary English version, we must give our full attention to what we were told so that we don't drift away. That's why we're seeing so much sin and so much crime and so much hate and so much competition and so much division, because the least is signing up. But I believe if we even get a vision of that flaming sword that God had set in the Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden is what we can have even on the earth, because God said, as it is in heaven, so it is in earth. And I believe if we get a vision of that and start getting the word on it, because you can't get faith for anything until you hear it first. So that's why God is saying, keep my word of protection before your ears. Keep my word. See, I believe because we keep going out the world every single day naked. I put it out there all on social media. I made a video even yesterday. We keep leaving the house naked. And then if you do say Psalms 91, you're saying it from a freaking memory. You're not saying it from your spirit to believe in Psalms 91 from the God who created the words of Psalms 91, where he says, the Lord is my protection and he is my refuge. You don't have to just quote it because you know it. God is not, you're not going to get results by faith, by memory. You're not. Because if it's in your memory, it's still in your head. It needs to go from your head by faith into your spirit, which is your heart. And he says, and out of the abundance of your heart, not in out of the abundance of your head. He said, out of the abundance of your heart, you shall decree a thing. Out of the abundance of your heart, you shall speak. Because what does he say? I believe, therefore I speak. But where's the believing coming from? God is not saying believe from your head. Your head is your soul. Your soul is a baby. Your body is a baby. Your spirit is the commander. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So if your spirit is a commander and your soul is a body and your body and your bodies are your babies, you can't let the babies lead you, because they'll be with every wind of doctrine. Ooh, I want this today. Ooh, I want to have that today. That's the problem. The soul is running the whole system. We got to be transformed. This is why we shift. We got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and let our new mind be the conscious mind, as I told you the other day, which is God's mind, because the conscious is always now. Faith is always now. God doesn't want you to be ruled by 95% of your subconscious of what happened to you when you were 7 and a half, a 10, and 16. God wants you to be ruled by your subconscious mind that's coming out of your belly from your renewed state of mind. God wants to give you a new subconscious. He wants a new sub foundation. He wants to, you know, because what's the sense of building a house on your soul? Could you imagine building a house, building your life, building your ministry, building your business, building your career, building your marriage, building everything that God has said, or with your soul? Are you kidding me? Unless your soul is renewed to what God has said, that is not the core foundations. I can't wait for our ministry leader, Jackie Lopez, to start those core foundations and shift, because that's what we need, a core foundation, which means it's solid. I see videos all the time. Everybody's out there working on their core, because ain't no sense in really. You just think even naturally. If you're going to build have a great body and have health, the first thing they tell you to do is work on your core, because if you got strong core, you got more longevity, you got more strength, you got more power, even for the natural body. So imagine how much more you need to build a spiritual core so that you can have a longer longevity, so that you don't have to be tossed and turned with every wind of doctrine that the enemy is allowing you to see or hear on the news or in your local communities. Remember, we have been called the masters. This is why we must keep renewing our minds, where God says, the heaven is mine, but I've given the earth to the sons of men. It belongs to us. And if this world belongs to us, then how come we're allowing stuff like crime to take over? We can stop the enemy right in his track. We can say, whatever you got planned today in my neighborhood and in my family, Everything has been canceled. It has been null, and it is voided. Any assignment that you have when I leave this house, devil, it is canceled. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, or my family, or my businesses, or my children, or my ministry, whatever it is, you got to put it out there. Because that's how you change the airwaves. Didn't Satan the God of the airwaves? Change the airwaves by movement. Move your mouth to say what's coming out of the abundance of your heart. But listen at this from the word of God, not the abundance of your heart by what you see, by the fear that he's instilling. Because I'm telling you, I can see this thing as clear as day. This crime, this sin is going to heighten, and only for this reason, I can see from the enemy, or only for this reason, he's trying to instill fear. Don't you know what it'll be like if you would be so afraid because of something you just saw on the news through the media that Satan is telling his vision and telling his vision through the television and through others so he can get your heart gripped with fear so that he can then immobilize you and shut completely down? Now, instead of you going out to the grocery store and then being engaged with communities and picking out your own fruit and your own oranges and your own ribeye and whatever else, now you ordering your groceries. Why? Because you're afraid to come out of your door. Not on my watch. Not on your watch. You're going to walk through this world with your ministering angels that you're commissioning. Get them out the spiritual welfare line. Tell your angels what to do like I do every day and tell them to manifest yourself if necessary, which means you better come in the form of people and to keep me protected until I fulfill all of the plans and purposes of God up to 120 years like he said in Genesis 6. Hear what I'm telling you today on Shift. You ain't supposed to be living and leaving out of here before 70 and 80 and talking about we didn't live the good life when God promised and rewrote the thing. You don't even see, if you read it again in Genesis with your eyes open, you don't even see him mention nothing about Cain and Abel and even with sin and temptation. He goes right on past from Enoch and from that generation. And then he says, I'm going to breathe through man up to 120 years in woman. So why aren't we experiencing it? Because we're drifting away. We've allowed the things of the world to persuade us and to distract us. We've allowed us to get off course when he said in Hebrews, as I started off the broadcast in Hebrews 12:1, he says God's final revelation in his son Jesus, and because of Jesus' superiority to angels, it wasn't Satan an angel, Jesus has superiority to angels. And if you and I are in Jesus, we got superiority over even the fallen angels, the third that fell to the earth. So we must pay closer attention, as it says from the Amplified Hebrews 2:1, closer attention than ever to the things that we have heard, like now, so that we do not in any way drift away from the truth. Who is true? The Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit bring? He is the Father of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. He has nothing to bring but truth. And that's why he says, even from the Passion Translation, this is why it is so crucial that we, not you alone, we, it's a community, we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truth that we have heard so that we do not drift off course. I'm here to announce to you today, the Holy Spirit sent me to tell you, and he approves of this message, to tell you, don't drift away, don't get off course. You have been given spiritual weapons, and the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, and they are not materialized from the world. But your weapons that you have been given to pull down strongholds. What are strongholds? That means a place where people have let the enemy come in, and then it was a foothold, and that foothold, because they didn't deal with it on the onset, because they were distracted, and they weren't engaged, and they weren't attentive, as I just read from you from Hebrews 2:1, they allowed the enemy to basically sift their minds as wheat. And then we see people like the Marine who didn't do anything about his mindset, even though he was broken, or whoever saw him didn't know what to do, and maybe he went to the church and they didn't know what to do. That's why we must be equipped with the word of God. And we must be like Jesus in the earth, as he says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus. You put your word, your name there. How God anointed Nina. How God anointed you. How God anointed Jesus. If we're in Jesus, everything Jesus had, we have, because we are in Christ. That's the greatest thing that you must be a steadfastness is to know your identity, that you are in Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed Nina of Covina with the Holy Spirit and with great power. If Jesus couldn't do one thing without the Holy Spirit and with great power, you and I cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit and with great power to go around like Jesus, doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. That's what we see. These people are oppressed by the devil because why? God was with us. As long as we know that God is with us and he is for us and he is willing, then who can be against? Amen. Even from, I'm going deep, come on, 1 John 3:8, it says, then the one who practices sin, because you can be a believer and practice sin, and that's when you're going to, your power ain't working, and you're constantly in the prayer line for the same thing. Get out of practicing sin. You're no longer a sinner. It's like matter. Two things can't occupy space at the same time. You cannot be a believer and a sinner. Be a believer and stop practicing sin. That means you're separating yourself from God to do things your way, and therefore you're eliminating your power. And then when you wonder why something is working, you look all around you, but God is showing you it's right there. Stop practicing sin. That means from the Amplified Bible, 1 John 3:8, stop separating yourself from God and offending him by acts of disobedience, indifference, or just plain out rebellion. Is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him, not God. For the devil has sinned and violated God's law from the very beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. If the works of the devil are not being destroyed, go back and check out the roots and make sure you as a believer are not practicing sin. Even from the TPT, 1 John 3:8, it says, but the one who indulges in a sinful life is of the devil, which means has the devil's nature, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God was revealed was to undo and destroy. Undo and destroy. See, we can undo and destroy the works of the devil. So I'm reminding you this morning to keep your power. Stay on course and don't drift away by the Spirit of God. John 10:10, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose, Jesus says, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So Jesus had a plan. He came to fulfill his passion. Jesus' passion was for him, but his purpose was for you and for I. 1 John 2:1 from the trip. The TPT says, you are my dear children, and I write these things to you so that you won't sin. But if anyone does sin, we continually have a forgiving redeemer who is face to face with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So I'm reminding you this morning to stay on course. Psalm 1 says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man or the woman who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. See, somebody was walking in the counsel of the wicked. The more we see this sin, that's because somebody is walking in the counsel of the wicked. The enemy has permeated one of the things that is in the soul. The soul has five compositions: the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, and the imagination. So walking in the counsel of the wicked is following a wicked imagination, following a wicked will, following a wicked mindset, which is of the enemy. And he says, in the counsel of the following of their advice. So that's Satan's advice and example that someone is saying. He says, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of the scoffers, which means the mockers. He says, but his delight, this is us, y'all, is in the law of the Lord, and not the law of the Mosaic law, which means the word of God. Whatever God says is the law. Remember, God has a kingdom. That's what Jesus preached. That's what Jesus taught. Just like we have rules, we have jurisdictions, we have boundaries, we have judicies and all of that, so it is in the kingdom. We are the subject. there is a law, there is a king, the name is Jesus, and therefore we are his subjects to attend, to abide by the law so that we can be, as he says in 3. Let me not skip Psalms 2, though. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts and teachings, he habitually, just like you can sin habitually as a believer, because we know that's what sinners do anyway, but not as a believer. But also you can practice to get out of sin by habitually meditating on what God has said concerning that sin has already been dealt with. You don't have to get results. You can trust in the Lord for a mate and not keep sleeping around and lusting around and debting around and all of the other things that keep us in bondage, that what ultimately does is lead us constantly on the cycle of guilt, constantly on the cycle of God, forgive me, constantly on the cycle of God, Lord, heal me. Come on. When are we going to wake up and know what we have and know that we can meditate on the word of God so that light, the interest of the word of God can come and we can meditate on the word daily, not get in religion day and night, but just meditate on it all throughout the day. This is the result of when we do that, when we use our renewed imagination, when we use our conscious mind, that we are making decisions from a renewed place in our soul from the word of God. He says in Psalms 1 and 3 that he or she and we will be planted firmly, planted and fed by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. I'm tired of seeing the fruit of the enemy. I'm tired of seeing the fruit of the enemy's mindset. I'm tired of seeing the fruit of the enemy's examples and his imaginations on television. It's time to see the fruit of God in this season so that our leaf does not wither. And whatever we do, because we're in him, he prospers and he comes. He brings us to maturity. He brings us to the place where we know what to do and we don't have to constantly keep going back and forth, toss and fro with every wind of doctrine. But we have the sword of the Spirit in our hearts. We have the sword of the Spirit in our mouths. And it's time to manifest as the sons and daughters of God and to raise up. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Psalms 1 and 4, the wicked, those who live in disobedience to God's law are not so. But they are like the chaff, worthless and without substance, which the wind blows away. That's why we're seeing so much death. The worthlessness, the substance, the enemy, the disobedience, and all of that. Even believers, we should not even be in this number. It's one thing that the sinner is in there, but even that, they don't have to be in there because God says that he said death and life before us, and to Deuteronomy 8, he says to choose life. And we got to bring life through the word. We have to bring encouragement. We have to first be what we want to see. We got to be that. And the only way to be that is to get some new information. And once you get the new information, that's what we call knowledge. You get the knowledge, then you believe the knowledge that you just read from the word of God and heard from the word of God, as I started off from Hebrews 2 and 1, to not drift away. He says, don't drift away from what you have heard. Drift away from the stuff that's not right. Drift on and keep, shall I say, stay on the course, as I'm talking about today, to what you have heard, the truth from the Holy Spirit, from those patriarchs and mothers and fathers in Christ, the forefathers of faith. For God says, for the Lord knows fully and approves, from Psalms 1 and 6, the way of the righteous. That's us. You got to know that you're righteous. If you're still struggling with your identity, what's the sense of how you going to believe for something else and you're still struggling with your identification? You don't even think that you're righteous. You still think that you're worthless by everything that you're doing and everything you're doing because you keep practicing sin. So the enemy keeps using your mind for guilt and shame and condemnation, and you can't get off that rat race, and you keep getting on that same hamster trail, and you wonder why it's not working. It's not working because you're habitually practicing sin and not habitually meditating on the word of God to uproot that sin, because the only thing that's going to get you out is the word. So you might as well start with the word, get the right information, get around the right community and the people that's going to remind you of what the word says, and do the word. You can't do the word until you first decide it. You got to decide a thing. He says, Job 22:28, he says, you must decide and decree a thing. But before you decide and decree a thing, you got to believe a thing. You can't believe a thing until you know the thing. And the things that you've been knowing, you've been believing, you've been doing anyway and making the wrong declarations is because you have not meditated on the word of God. The word takes time to process. Sin is instant. But the word knows how to root it out. Hear what I'm telling you today. You got to stay with it. So the enemy will even trick you and deceive you to say, oh, it ain't working. Look how long you've been doing this. But I would say it is working. Look how long you have not been meditating on the word of God so that the word of God can come to pass. That's part of your imagination. That's why God has to tear down the Babel because they had an imagination, but it was the wrong imagination. And God says anything that they can imagine, nothing will be impossible for them. So imagining the right thing, and nothing will be impossible for you and I as believers, because we know that God is with us, and God is with us. Who can be against us? So let's make a declaration of faith today, and I want to do it today, especially on Psalms 91, and let's make a few decrees this morning before we leave this broadcast. We got to know that whatever negative thoughts have been influencing you, hindering you, causing you to doubt, listen to the lies of the enemy, shut it down with the word of God. Do you hear what I'm telling you this morning? These are words for you to live by. Say this with me and say it, because this is a Shift Today radio experience where you're coming together collectively with people all over the world. Say it with me. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. Jesus is the first place in my life. I exist alone to serve him and to glorify him and to make his life known through me. See, you think you're looking at it, everybody else, look at it coming through you. I love the Lord with all of my heart, and I choose to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, keeps me on track, and leads me not unto my own imagination, and to my own way, but in all of my ways today, I acknowledge God. And he will keep me in perfect peace, because I'm also keeping my mind stayed on him and not on the television. I have a vision. My vision is coming from the word of God. I am growing closer to Jesus every single day. My family is growing closer to God. My body is getting stronger. My faith is getting deeper. And my leadership, because you've been called to be a leader. Everybody is a leader, but stop leading the people the wrong way. Hear what I'm telling you today. I am anointed. I am appointed. I am empowered. I am equipped. I am called and loved by God to reach the people that he loves. In the name of Jesus, I have the thoughts, the words, and the imagination. They are being influenced by the word of God alone. I take my thoughts captive and I make them obey the word of God. I wake up with a purpose. I wake up with a passion. I wake up with direction to lead others to truth. In the name of Jesus, I am a child of God, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a faith-filled, life-speaking, fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. I am an ambassador of Christ, his masterpiece. I am content. I am chosen. I am determined. I am strengthened by the power of God. I am joyful. I am gentle. I am easy. I am faithful. Come on and say it. I am kind, because this is who you are. I am known. I am steady. I am faithful. I am fierce and confident and bold because God is with me. I am free because he has set me free over 4,000 years ago, and I walk out that freedom as the healed, protecting my health, protecting my mind, protecting my imagination, protecting my wealth, protecting my future, protecting my now. For Jesus has covered my past, and there is therefore now no guilt, no shame, come on and say it boldly, and no condemnation to those that are in Christ. I practice meditating on the word of God over and over again daily. I do not practice sin any longer, for sin is no longer my issue. I am secure. I am a new creation, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I will not be shaken or moved by what I see. I walk by faith, come on and say it, and not by sight. I don't have a spirit of fear, say it boldly. I have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I will not be struck in worry because Jesus has left me in perfect peace. He told me in the world that I will have trials. I will have tribulations today. I also have decided, heard Jesus say, to cheer up, for I have overcome the world. If Jesus has overcome, I am a world overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I am born again, named by God, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Hear what I'm telling you today. I belong in the lineage of royalty, the lineage of kings. I have a shepherd. I lack nothing. Come on, we're taking it all today. I love and laugh, and I do not fight and complain. I refuse to waste my life on meaningless things. I fight the good fight of faith for what matters most. People of God matter most. And I don't mean people, only believers. Even sinners matter to God. That's why I love sinners. I love sinners. And what I really love about sinners is at least they're real. At least you see them sinning. Who I'm more afraid of is believers, because believers are hiding behind sin. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to believe. It's time for us to be restored. It's time for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Let's seal this declaration of faith reading Psalms 91. Psalms 91. I dwell, and my family, and those in my community, in the secret place, said from your spirit and believing, not from a memory in your head, of the Most High God. I abide, we abide, let's say it together, as even a Shift family, under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in Him we will trust. Surely He will deliver us from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover us with His feathers. See it as well. And under His wings we shall take trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows and bullets that fly by day, nor of the pestilence and disease and viruses that walk in the airwaves in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near me or us. Could you imagine if that was said and believed every single day by every single believer in their community, that all of the stuff that they see and the things and the traps of the enemy, and knowing this scripture that those guns and violent wounds and all of that stuff will not come near our dwelling, what we could see? I'm telling you, we got to get a bigger image of what this word says. Only with our eyes, this is what we should see the results of, shall we see and behold the rewards of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our God, which is our refuge, even the Most High God, our habitation, there shall be no evil to befall us. See, we can start saving lives by this prayer, you all. Neither shall any plague. They're putting it in our food. They're putting it in our water. The plague shall come near our dwelling. For we shall give His angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Those angels now that we're commanding north, south, east, and west, say it. They shall bear us up in their hands today, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shall we trample under our foot, because we have set our love upon our God. Say it. Therefore He will deliver us. He will set us on high, because we have known and declare His name. We shall call upon God our Father, Jehovah Gabor, that means the one who fights for us. He will answer us. He will be with us in trouble and comfort us. He will deliver us and honor us. Here it is. If we say this every day, we ain't got to worry about what they're doing out there. And with long life, that's those 120 years, he shall satisfy us and show us Yeshua, our great, that's his name, Yeshua, Jesus, salvation. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Come on, let's seal it. I believe it. I've willed it. I've spoken it. And I take it. And I have it. And I seal my declarations of faith today of the Lord Jesus Christ, his word. Now in him I live, I move, and have my being. And unto him who is able to do exceedingly above all that I have just decreed and declared and will continue to imagine and meditate on, according to the power, because that's the key to imagine and imagine. Imagine and meditate on what the word says. According to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing, and to present me faultless, to present me fruitful before the presence of his glory. He just gave me that one. That's good. With exceeding joy, and to sustain my spirit, my soul, my body, and my imagination. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, immortal, invisible, eternal God, invincible God, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on and give it up and say hallelujah. Jesus, our prayer warrior, our high priest, is now rebuking every retaliating spirit that is coming against our declaration of faith today. In the name of Jesus, with long life, we are being satisfied and shown his great soteria. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for making this mission possible today. Listen to this broadcast again. Post it on social media. Share it with others in the name of Jesus and let them know that we have hope because Jesus is King. He's left us as his manifestation. We have his word. We have his principles. And Jesus